Hello, all. Welcome to another rebroadcast from Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm out of the country traveling for my wedding and wanted to share some of my favorite episodes that we've explored over the last 5 to 6 months of doing Happy Healthy Human Radio. And this one is still a really important one. And this message of Tung Glen meditation and the idea of you are not alone was something that came up after the events, I believe it was in June, when we had a couple of very famous suicides, Anthony Bourdain, Kate Spade, and others. But I've, in the time since, used Tung Glen in many situations and with many clients in different situations that are just feeling a sense of loneliness. And I think it's something that is more common and more pervasive than we even know. So I wanted to rebroadcast this here because I think it's a really powerful message and a powerful way of calming very difficult emotions. So I hope you enjoy this podcast here today. If you want to follow along with my travels, I'm over at Happy or Be Happy Healthy Human over on Instagram. Thank you so much. Today on the podcast, we're talking about the Buddhist practice of Tung Glen and why it is so important for helping us remember that we are not alone. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the fabulous Washington, D.C. I am an Ayurveda coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my daily life so that we can all find a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. If you do enjoy this podcast, please feel free to subscribe, leave a review on iTunes, and of course, share with a friend who might enjoy as well. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to today's episode and to what we're talking about here. First, I guess I'll call it a trigger warning because I am discussing some of the difficult events that we've experienced over the last week. We've had a fair number of famous suicides, and so there is some discussion of suicide. So just please be aware, and if you have sensitive ears or do not need to listen to this podcast, please go ahead. I'm not going to talk about it too much, but lots of famous suicides in this last week, including Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain. And, you know, first to mention, of course, these are the ones we hear about, but suicide is an issue facing every community and family in America, but across the world. Suicide rates in the United States are up. I think they said they've increased in basically every single state in the last 10 years. And this is a really sad state of affairs. It's a very tragic thing, not only for the mental health and well-being of the person that decides to commit suicide, but also for their family, friends, and communities. These are life-changing events, and so it had me really thinking a lot about this. I think when we see someone that we think of as quote unquote very successful or awesome and charismatic or perfect, like it becomes really difficult to say like why did this happen? Where did this come from? And, you know, they're like these like have it all types of people. And I am not a therapist. I am not an expert in this. But something, a theme that came up again and again for me in terms of depression and suicidal behavior is this sense of being alone in the world, this sense of being disconnected from others, of having a unique experience and feeling like there is not someone that could relate. Because I think, you know, when we have an issue and we have someone we can reach out to, when we feel like we can connect or talk or process, I think that calculus changes a little bit. If I'm having an issue and I say, oh, you know what, my friend had that similar problem, I can go talk to her about it, or okay, I don't think, you know, my fiance's ever thought about this, but I think I should talk with him about it. Like that breaks off this sense of isolation, which is ultimately pretty much necessary for suicide, is a sense of isolation. You have to be by yourself. And it made me really think about my yoga practice. And in yoga, you know, the true belief, yoga means yoke or union, is that all things are connected. And in yogic and Ayurvedic philosophy, the idea is that there is a butterfly effect. There's a ripple effect in everything that we do. And even if we don't recognize it, we have a major impact on the people around us. So
I mean, maybe you've experienced this as well. Like if someone's kind of rude to you on the street, or if you've ever worked in a service job and you have a customer that's kind of angry at you, like you feel those impacts, you feel that effect. And that person might go on with their day. They have no idea that their rude attitude, you know, impacted your life, but maybe that snarky comment made you feel really bad, made you snap at your partner snap back at you, made a fight break out, there is a butterfly effect. And what this brought me back to then was thinking was of this Buddhist practice called Tonglen. It's T-O-N-G-L-E-N. And man, oh my God, is this a powerful meditation? And the point and the purpose of Tonglen is for feeling that connection to others to help you reduce your own suffering. So the point of Tonglen is about actually facing the darkness inside, not pulling away from it, and then giving that sadness, that darkness, compassion. And this can be done on an individual level of understanding your own darkness, but then also on a collective level of recognizing the relatedness of all of us, that even though my hurt is unique, my experience is unique, the feelings behind them, the things that make me react might not be unique. Now, again, if you are experiencing some pretty big mental health issues and this is not right for you to start thinking about your darkness, or if this is going to be a trigger place for you, do this with the help of a trained practitioner, whether this is a therapist or a meditation teacher or someone that is equipped to help you do this in a safe space. If that's not a big issue, if you don't feel that this will be a huge trigger for you, again, this is a really powerful practice. So the point of Tonglen and how you'd practice this is that you'd breathe in the feeling that you're feeling. So you breathe in that I feel sad or angry or defeated or I'm depressed, whatever that feeling is you're feeling, breathe it in. Actually breathe in the darkness, and also breathe in that darkness that everyone else has felt. So, you know, you're feeling sad right now, but you remember a time that your sister felt sad, or you remember that other people feel sad over this other situation, and you breathe that darkness in. You say like, okay, like let me hold this sadness that I feel, but that also others feel as well. And then as you exhale, you breathe out compassion. You feel the light leave you to help yourself feel bolstered up, to help others feel bolstered up. Like, okay, I breathed in all of my sadness. I breathed in all the world's sadness. Now let me send some light, some love to everyone. Like this, I am sorry for your sadness. May you feel better. May you feel good. And so you are, again, breathing in the hurt and breathing out the help. And when we practice this way, we reconnect. We remember that our hurt may also be felt by others, and also we have the capacity to ease that suffering, both in ourselves and in others as well. And again, you can apply this practice, this Tonglen, to many different situations. So sometimes I'll use it if I'm actually feeling sad about a news story. So maybe I haven't been like, this hasn't been a personal trigger, but I read a story, unfortunately, just today about some issues that are happening with some migrants that are essentially lost at sea in the Mediterranean because Italy doesn't want to take them, and all the European countries are fighting about who has to take in these migrants. And man, to be a person on that boat would not feel good. Would not feel good. And so I can take Tonglen as saying, okay, I'm going to breathe in their sense of helplessness, of loss, of just fear. And man, I remember when I felt helpless and lost and fearful. I've never been in that situation. I've never been on a migrant boat, but I've felt lost before. I felt lost at sea. So I can feel that feeling. I can breathe that in. And then as I exhale, I'm going to send them a little hope, a little love, a little light, just a sense that they can find some light in the darkness in the same way that I have tried to find light in my own darkness. And it's just a powerful way of acknowledging other and of acknowledging the situations that are in our world and the things that you are feeling in your world. And again, you can also use it to tackle your own feelings and the own situations that you're facing as well. So this is a flexible practice, as I think most meditation practices are. This can be something that you just breathe in and breathe out relatively quickly. This is going to be something you meditate on for 20 or 30 minutes. Actually, in doing this podcast, I'm recognizing that this is actually something I think I'd like to bring in as a daily basis. I've been thinking for a while of coming up with a way to clear energy at the end of the day. And I think that the Tonglen practice can be really useful for this in helping to process all of the stimulus and the stimuli that we get through the day. And I think it's just truly powerful for remembering our connection. Like most meditation practices, this is best used as a vitamin. You know, it's a cure, it's a medicine, but use it as a vitamin. Use it before you really, really need it so that you have that practice there when you really do. And if you are experiencing difficulties, if you are feeling alone, if you are considering harming yourself, please, please, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. The number is 1-800-273-8255. Please know you are truly not alone and there is someone there that can help you. I truly believe that is the case. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support, for being a part of this community, and for always sharing your light and love with the world. I truly appreciate it, and the world appreciates it as well. Have a very beautiful day.